News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Deputies are searching for a Bancroft man that didn't show up for court today. 26-year-old Cody Phillips, charged with felony animal abuse. He's accused of beating a dog with a hammer and causing its death on January 19th. Judge Thomas Flugar issued the warrant for Phillips' arrest today after he failed to show up for that initial appearance. Some breaking news out of Washington. About an hour and a half ago, we learned that the Farm Bill debate is about over. Congress has come to some terms, and one of the terms includes cutting food stamp benefits by about $800 million a year. That's about 1% of the food stamp bill. Two divisions of the Noel Group are being sold to Berkshire Hathaway Specialty Insurance. They are Insure America LLC and My Assist Inc. Those sales announced earlier today. Noel Group founder John Noel says the sale of the two divisions came rather quickly, and it's great news for their future. He said the divisions have been expanding so rapidly that Noel says it's getting a bit crowded in the downtown Stevens Point office.
Unfortunately, we're out of space where we currently are, and we're looking for additional space as we're hiring at least 20 new people a month.
As they grow, Berkshire Hathaway is going to help them grow, and they will stay in Stevens Point. And Noel says he has no intention of retiring.
Well, I'm staying on. I love my job. I'm happy to come to my job every day. I'm now working for Berkshire Hathaway, which is run by Warren Buffett. He's 83, and I know there's no age discrimination, so I'm going to keep working, buddy.
In the future, they will announce what the plans are for solving their space problem at the Stevens Point location. Xcel Energy telling us that three natural gas pipelines shut down over the weekend because of an explosion are back at full capacity. The customers in northwest Wisconsin affected by that can go back to normal thermostat settings. Tammy Baldwin asking President Obama to get involved in the current shortage of propane fuel. Baldwin is asking the president by a letter to order the industry to moderate exports so American consumers can have the fuel that they need. Natural gas customers in northwestern Wisconsin getting the okay now to dial up the thermostats again. That's because the Xcel Energy line that was ruptured by an explosion Saturday has been repaired. President Ken Larson said the customers were, quote, amazing as they kept their homes to 60 or less for 2 days of extremely cold weather. Larson said people's efforts helped Xcel maintain the system so that no one experienced a gas outage. Wausau City Council tomorrow will vote for a second time on whether bartenders should be half sober when they serve customers. The council voted 8-2 back on the 15th to require tavern workers to have blood alcohol levels no more than 0.4%, which is half the state's minimum for drunk drivers. The next day, Wausau Mayor Jim Tipple vetoed the measure, saying bar owners and their employees should have been given more time to comment, and the city should not regulate a private business like that. Council President Lisa Rasmussen said tomorrow's decision should be about public safety and alcohol concerns and not about politics. A state trooper seriously hurt in an incident near Fond du Lac.
Sunday around noon, we did have Trooper Justin Hansen seriously injured when someone lost control of their vehicle. He was outside of his vehicle at a traffic crash, and he was struck by that car.
That's State Patrol Captain Nick Scorchio. He says another reminder of why people need to stay alert when driving on Wisconsin roads and make sure they observe the law that requires them to slow down and move over for emergency vehicles and police. One of Wisconsin's most moderate state legislators is calling it quits, saying he's not willing to participate in, quote, partisan conformity. Senate Republican Dale Schultz is a 30-year legislative veteran from Richland Center. He said today there's more to life than being a senator. It's been speculated for months whether Schultz would run again after conservative Assembly Republican Howard Markleen of Spring Green said he would run for the Senate seat in a primary this August. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher calls for a wind chill warning for the entire listing area until noon Tuesday. Wind chills will range from 35 to 50 below zero during that time. The forecast for the overnight, mostly clear, bitter cold, and wind chills down to 50 below zero, a low of 24 below zero. Wind will be southwest-west at 7 to 14 miles per hour. Tuesday, mostly sunny, very cold and breezy, and a high of 5 below. Tuesday night, mostly clear, frigid, low 17 below zero. We won't get back above zero until Wednesday, when we'll have a sunny day and a partly cloudy afternoon. breezy too, and a 40% chance of light snow overnight Wednesday. The high expected to be 13 above zero. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.